bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. That looks like a suspicious hair, Z and Jesse.
That does look like a suspicious hair.
Doesn't it?
It doesn't. It could be. Look, it could be a me hair.
And I'm looking right at you, Z.
You
I'm
are.
Looking right at you.
You're burning a hole through me. But look, that could be anyone's. That could be anyone's.
No, you're right.
Because I know what you're thinking. I know what everyone's thinking. I know what everybody's thinking about it.
What is everyone thinking?
They're thinking that it's a hair from... Not on the top of my head.
From the Netherlands. Is that what you're talking about? Down south.
No, it's like a darker hair, so I wouldn't say it's from the Netherlands, because they're usually blonde.
good. I think that deserves a sound effect.
I don't know if the producer can get it up quick enough. I don't
really.
Think,
yeah, you weren't on the ball.
No, I don't think the producer and you know for that. That's what the producer gets.
Oh, yeah, that does sting, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
I know. During the song, we were discussing the fact that the crowd sigh makes you question what just happened.
There's two sides to our sound effects. They don't always make you happy.
I mean, a lot of them
there's
are uplifting.
A dark side to
there
sound
is.
Effects.
There is. There really is. But I'm still concerned about this suspicious hair right now on the table.
Look, it could have fallen out of my beanie. I've been wearing a beanie. It looks like it could just be a hair from my head.
Because your lustrous hair, your long lustrous curls.
I know. It's nearly reaching the middle of my back now.
It is. And aren't they beautiful curls, Jesse?
They are incredible. Every time you just move your head a little bit, they sort of glisten and actually move in slow motion.
They do. I know.
It's touching.
It's almost like we've got a wind machine happening. You know, we've got the fan. We got our intern Duncan to come in and move the fan over.
We are on a higher story building, but there are actually people clambering outside. Like they seem to be
outside the window. Outside the window.
That's what I was going to say. My nickname around the studio is Shampoo Commercial. So
really,
it's not the snappiest name.
So that's who you are.
But I enjoy it.
I've been hearing that nickname around the studio, and I wasn't sure who it was.
I heard it was written in the toilets, but I, you know,
but yeah, yeah,
that's the cubicle.
You didn't like before when the hairdresser has to, you know, massage your hair.
Yes, exactly like that.
But I feel like you're. You keep deflecting the topic because
it looks like it belongs to me. I'm not even near it, and it's not mine.
Okay.
But I feel like this is something that happens in my life a lot of the time as a hairy person.
Yeah, and look, I know what you're saying. As a fellow member of the Hairy Person Board, I can agree that it's something that you have to deal with in day-to-day life.
Not me, completely headless, careless, head to toe, not even on my head.
Head to toe.
No eyebrows, no eyelashes.
That's a pretty cool bald cap you're wearing.
Thank you.
It's convincing.
Yeah. It is. It is
convincing because I thought it was a bald cap.
Yes.
Yeah, no, this is just me. This is who I am. I'm proud. I get along with dolphins.
Right on. And they're smart. Dolphins are smart.
Well, I mean, they are to a point.
To a point, yeah, that's true. Because don't they get caught in the nets? No, that's a whole different issue. That's a different show.
I'm not sure.
I think that issue is and you keep deflecting again. Again.
No, keep talking about anything
again.
That's not the suspicious hair on the table.
Suspicious hair. We're gonna need to get a detective in here to work out which hair that hair comes from. That doesn't even make sense. Which body that hair comes from.
I'm currently constructing a little one of those police tape things around the hair.
Yes, you are.
If you could just make sure not to move it.
Okay. All right. Well, that
we'll turn the wind fan off.
Duncan, you're gonna have to remove the wind fan. Okay. I'll remove the wind fan.
Thank you, Duncan.
Okay. Thank you, Duncan. But you know, it does that. Look, the suspicious hair reminds me of a time. Okay, when I was in university. Yes. I was in university.
I still don't believe you.
You might not
continue.
You might not be able to tell from this face, okay? This swollen face that I went to university.
It's incredibly swollen. Are you okay? Have you eaten peanuts or something?
No, I think a bee stung me. I think there's a bee in the studio. And I wish we had a bee sound effect. What does a bee sound like? That's a phone.
Have you ever met a bee? Have you ever?
I've seen the film. I've seen the bee movie, and Jerry Seinfeld does a perfect impersonation.
So you went to a telephone before you went to Jerry Seinfeld on the impersonation of
a
bee.
I had to call Jerry. I had to call Jerry and tell him how much of a great film that was. No, I didn't call Jerry. I wish I called Jerry. But anyway.
I was waiting for you to say, I wish I'd seen the film.
But you know, it reminds me of, yes, when I went to university and, you know, you're in a tutorial, that happens, and I'm doing work with all the other members of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And
social.
All of a sudden, yes, and all of a sudden, I spot a little bit of a suspicious hair on the table.
Mm.
Now, I must mention that at the time, I did have a beard.
Okay.
So there was a large... large, just tuft. Well, it wasn't even a tuft. It was a mount.
Before you get too far into the story, I need to ask, did you grow the beard so you could get away with putting pubes everywhere?
I mean, that is, you know, that is one thing I had to stop doing because I ran out of them. That's why I grew the facial.
I thought so.
Are you telling me pubic hairs are a finite resource?
Well, when you shave them off very quickly, they become very finite.
Wow.
Because all the sprinkling I was doing, it was Christmas time. Oh, I mean, what do you expect me to do?
Sprinkle? I get it. You're talking to
You know, my sort of fairy bread is a little bit different, but you know.
Wow.
I feel so sorry for the children in your life.
No. The my fairy bread is 18 plus. 18 plus fairy bread.
Ladies.
Awesome.
18 awesome. Plus fairy bread. But,
look how much we didn't talk about that hair that I left on the table. I feel like I'm able to get away with it now.
That hair, people started to look at the hair on the table.
When you were at uni?
When I was at the university. And people started giving me the eyes.
As the hairy one at the table.
But I didn't realize until later, they probably thought it was... from the south regions because I apparently had my fly undone the whole time.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize I had my fly down. So it really, it could have been, it could, maybe it didn't come from my face. Maybe in fact it did come from, not the Netherlands.
Just south of the belly button is what you're telling me.
Yes. Yes. Just
gotcha.
South.
Gotcha. That sort of zone, the liminal space between... Mm. Stomach and
because once
your knees, yes.
once you have your fly down and nobody tells you, I mean that can get you on some lists,
some definite lists.
But I mean a table is ostensibly reasonably high.
Mm.
What kind of process would you have had to go through having your fly open? But also,
well,
for...
I am 7 foot ten.
Okay.
So, you know, if you think about, you know, a room is only really normally what?
7 foot nine.
7 foot nine. So the whole time I'm sort of, you know, crouching, you know, and the tables only really come to what? Up to my knees.
So you're saying
my
your
knees.
Fly hangs over most tables is what you're trying to tell me.
Yes. Yeah. But.
That also explains the incredible crick in your neck.
I mean, it's always on a side.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.